从十三节读到三十五节。
Today, before we start, we're going to have a scripture reading, Luke 24:13, verse 13 through 35.
我们用起音的方式，你读中文、英文都可以。我们是从路加福音二十四章开始，我读一节，大家读一节。
Let's read in unison, either Chinese or English.
正当那日，门徒中有两个人往一个村子去，那村子名叫以马忤斯，离耶路撒冷约有二十五里。正谈论相问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行。耶稣对他们说，你们走路彼此谈论的是什么呢？他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。耶稣说，什么事呢？他们说，就是拿撒勒人耶稣的事，他是个先知，在神和众百姓面前说话行事都有大能。但我们素来所盼望要赎以色列民的就是他，不但如此，而且这事成就现在已经三天了。不见他的身体，就回来告诉我们说，看见了天使显现，说他活了。耶稣对他们说，无知的人哪，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。他们却强留他，说，时候晚了，日头已经平息了，请你同我们住下吧。耶稣就进去要同他们住下。他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。忽然耶稣不见了，他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去，正遇见十一个使徒和他们的同人聚集在一处。两个人就把路上所遇见和掰饼的时候怎样被他们认出来的事都述说了一遍。今天在这里特别讲一个题目，叫做从失望到希望。
Today the topic is from disappointment to hope.
其实人这一生的经历总是有失望的时刻。
In realityin everyday's life, everybody's life, there's always time of disappointment.
当失望的时候，人的心情一般的都非常的沮丧。
When people feel disappointed, they really feel like a heartbroken.
所以，在心理学里边呢，有一种病叫做那个 depression。Depression 怎么样？就是那个忧郁的很，就是那个没有希望的意思。
So in psychology term, there's always a illness they call depression.
所以现在的辅导那个心理辅导专家们呢，就开始希望能够找一种办法给那些没有希望的人有希望。
So there's a specialist who is focused on finding a way to let people think, Hopefully, and they can have a new hope and a new happy life.
所以就跟那些家人说，不要讲那些不好听的话，要讲那些好听的，那好事让他觉得很高兴。
So family member probably just talk about, okay, we're talking about good things and happy things and don't talk about the sad things.
但是有一个问题就会出现了。
But one thing, we need to think about.
希望不是那么容易找到的。
Hope is not easy to find.
你知道希望你要告诉他有一个希望，那是你一个应许啊。
So if you want to have a hope, then usually that hope, well, to have a real hope, that's a promise.
哎，你就是告诉他那是真的。
So you need to tell him that's the truth.
但是如果他过一段时间发现你告诉他的不是真的，他会更加失望。
When he realizes that's not a true, truth, and then he'll make feel like even worse.
所以希望是给人一种活下去的能力。
So hope is give somebody will give somebody a power to live on.
但是什么是我们的希望呢？
But what is our hope then?
今天我们读的这段经文里讲了一件事。
So today in our scripture we talk about one thing in this scripture.
那就是在礼拜五的晚上下那一天发生了一件很重大的事。
So what happened on the Good Friday? That's a big event.
那就是他们所听讲到的那位先生被钉在十字架上死了。
That because the teacher or the prophet they're listening to died on that day.
哎，但是过了三天以后，到第礼拜天的时候，就发生了另外一件事。
So after 3 days, on Sunday, Easter Sunday, another thing happened.
那就是听说他的坟墓空了。
They found the tomb was empty.
所以这个事情开始很快就传开。
So the news spread.
Yeah, 但是有人相信，有人不信。
But some people believed, and some other people didn't believe.
所以在这种事情的背景上，今天我们读的经文就发生了这个故事。
So the scripture we're reading today that's talking about what happened on that day.
首先，我们看到这两个人是从耶路撒冷准备回家。
First, we found those two disciples actually they are going home from Jerusalem.
他们回家是带着失望回家的。
They went home. They are on the road to home, so feel like very disappointed and heartbroken.
因为他们两个是信徒，是信这位救主耶稣基督他所讲的道。
Because both of them are believers, they believe what Jesus said.
因为他在这里边讲论说他是个先知。他所说的话都有大能力。
Because in here they talk about they believe he was a prophet and his word has had power.
但是在礼拜五的时候他死了。
But on Friday he died.
但是所以他没有办法了，他们就回家了。
So with no other choice, they went home.
但是我们刚才的经文里边也看到，他们确确实实听说。今天早上主已经复活了。
But they really heard the news that somebody said Jesus was alive.
但是为什么到下午的时候他又回家呢？
But why in the afternoon they went back home?
一定有些什么原因。
There must be some reason.
也可能是过节刚刚已经结束了，所以没事做回家。
Might be the Passover it has ended, so that's why they're going home.
但是另外一个最重要的原因很可能就是因为主以他们追随的主已经不在了。
But one of the most important thing might be because they once followed Jesus, now Jesus died.
他们曾经在耶路撒冷欢迎他进城。
They used to welcome Jesus to the Jerusalem with joy.
因为他们希望他做王。
Because they hope he would be the king.
他们希望他带领以色列百姓能够脱离罗马的统治。
So they would hope that Jesus would rescue them from the Romans' rule.
但是他死了。
But he died.
所以他们失望。
So that's why they feel very disappointed.
即使早晨听说了那几个妇人说他已经复活了。
Even though they heard this woman talk about, see the tomb was empty.
但是他们也不相信妇人的报告。
But they didn't believe what the woman said.
你想想，一个人带着希望去了，但是回来的时候极度失望。你想想他们走路应该是怎样？
Imagine that when you went to Jerusalem with a big hope, with a big expectation, but now you are coming back home with a very discouraging news.
啊，就像我们有的时候去参加一个比赛。
Just like we went to a game, a ball game.
啊，那就是像我们这个加州最这个我们北加州最出名的那个什么。那个 warrior 哈，那你去参加他的比赛。
Just like you're going to a warrior's game.
啊，你去的时候，你是不是带着极大的盼望，希望他赢
？So you when you go there, you probably have a big expectation the warrior will win.
啊，那你就说赢啊赢赢，最后怎么样？好像前一段还输了一场，是不是
？So you expect, oh, they're gonna win, they win, but if they lost.
啊，如果那天正好你在的时候，他输了，你说你什么样的心情
？So imagine when you were on the side in the stadium watching the game and found out, okay, Warrior lost the game.
所以你希望他赢，最后你输了以后，你回到家的时候，你的什么感觉
？So imagine what's in your mind when you're going home after the game.
如果我的孩子去了以后回来说，哎呀，怎么样啊，赢了吗？
So when the children came back, you want to ask, oh, whether the warrior has won or not?
那他一定是说很高兴的说他输了，能会怎么样吗？不会的了。
Can they say, oh, they lost in happily? No.
对，他一定会非常失望的说，输了。
They're probably going to be feeling very heartbroken, sad that they lost the game.
我相信那天这两个人走路的时候是垂头丧气。就这么样的，在往回家的路上慢慢走。
So, yeah, imagine those two disciples when they're going home, probably they feel a very downcast.
但是走着走着，突然间发现，哎，旁边有一个人。
So while they walking along the way home, on the way home, they suddenly found that somebody appeared.
哎，他说，哎，你们怎么了
？So they ask, what happened?
那他们两个就可能呢都没注意看旁边这个人。
So the two probably won't even pay attention to another guy.
圣经里说他没认出他来。
In the scripture, they said they didn't recognize it's Jesus.
我想这个没认出来是有原因的。
Well, there might be a reason.
因为你知道吗？一个人是极度失望的时候，那眼睛看着哪儿？看着地。
Yeah, when somebody feels discouraged, and they probably just looking down.
旁边正好过来一个人，就说：“哎，怎么样了？怎么回事啊？那么失望。”
Yeah, if somebody come up and say so, and asking or starting talking to them.
如果是我，就说：“别烦我，别烦我，我正在这儿难过的。”
So you're probably going to feel like, "Don't bother me."
Yeah, 所以我想他根本都没看这个人到底是谁。
Yeah, the two probably didn't even look at who's this person like showing up.
因为失望，他眼睛看着别处的。
Because of disappointment, their eyes look at elsewhere.
因为失望，他的心不在焉呐。
Yeah, because of disappointment, their mind or their heart was not there.
所以主要的原因。不是他眼睛没有认出来。
So the reason is not they didn't really see Jesus.
他主要的是他的心没有认出耶稣是谁。
That's just because their hearts didn't recognize it's Jesus.
他们从他们的谈话里，我们知道他只相信耶稣是一个先知。
In the talking, we know that. They only believed Jesus was a prophet.
不相信他从死里复活。
And didn't believe that he has risen from the dead.
更加不可思议、不可相信的，就是这位复活的主能够在他旁边跟他说话。
Yeah, let alone believing that, okay, this risen Lord that was by their side.
所以有一天，耶稣正好走在你旁边的时候，你要是不相信他是复活的主，你也不一定认得出来他。
So yeah, imagine if it's you, probably you won't recognize either.
耶稣希望他们认出他来。
Jesus hoped that they would recognize him.
你怎么知道呢？
How do you know?
因为耶稣从查经开始。
Because Jesus started from reading scriptures.
因为耶稣曾经说过，为我做见证的就是这经。
Jesus said, "The scriptures are my witness."
所以他们在查经，就是要想让这两个信徒知道他是复活的主。
So by going through the scriptures, Jesus hoped they would recognize him.
他希望让他们知道那几个妇人的报告是真的。
So they hoped they would believe that what the women said was true.
什么时候我们会遇见主呢？
When will we encounter Jesus?
今天我们在座的都不是第一代的信徒。
So here, we are probably a first generation Christian.
所以我们都没什么机会能够亲眼见到耶稣。
Oh, we are the first generation Christians, not a first generation Christians, so that's why we haven't seen Jesus with our eyes.
Yeah, 但是呢我们怎么能够每天见到我们的主呢？
How can we encounter Jesus every day?
从耶稣跟他们的谈论可以看到，查经可以遇见主。
So from the discussion, we know that by reading scriptures, we will meet Jesus.
因为圣经告诉我们复活的主。
Because in the scripture, we know that the Lord has resurrected.
因为如果我们每一天读圣经的话，我告诉你，就是每一天我们遇见复活的主。
If you read the Bible every day, that's where you meet Jesus. That's resurrected Jesus.
啊，这个路呢，可能还挺长的。
This road might be pretty long.
哎，所以他们谈论了一路。
So they talk along the way.
可能好几个小时。
So might be many hours.
哎，走着走着就到自己的村子了。
So, yeah, after a while they reach the village.
那个耶稣呢，继续要准备往前走。
So at that time Jesus was going.
啊，完了，结果这两个信徒呢就拉着耶稣说：“哎，不要走，不要走，来吧，来吧，就住在我们这儿吧。”
So the two disciples asked Jesus to stay with them.
为什么他拉住他不让他走？
Why did he urge Jesus to stay?
因为耶稣讲的那个圣经的那个查经啊，哎呀，他们太听了。
Well, because by reading, well, when Jesus discussed the scripture with them, they really interested.
哎，所以他们还想再听，再听。
They want to listen more.
结果他们就进到他们的家。
So they end up in their home.
进到他们家，当然了，就要吃晚饭了。
So then, that's probably the dinner time.
没想到耶稣在吃晚饭，拿起饼来祝谢了。这一个动作让他们突然间认出来主。
So when Jesus get bread and then give thanks and broke it, then they started to recognize Jesus.
哎，这个为什么这样？这个解经家在这里就开始拼命的解释了。
Why is that?And yes, theology, they just started to explain this.
哎，有人说，哎，因为他那个耶稣的掰饼的时候，这一掰呢，那个手上那个钉痕呢，让他们给看见了。
Yeah, they probably see that Jesus' nail mark on his palm.
哦，所以他们一看，咦，有一个人有钉痕的，那从十字架上下来的，这个不得了。 那这是谁呢？哎，他们想起来可能是主。
Yeah. So by looking at the nail mark on the palms, they recognize Jesus.
但是圣经里没说哈。
But yeah, in the scripture they didn't mention that.
也有可能哎，那个他们想起来最后晚餐。
Well, they probably that would remind them the Last Supper.
对是，但是呢，问题是说，好像这两个信徒没有什么资格进到最后晚餐的那个吃饭的地方吧。
Yeah, probably these two disciples was not among the 12s, right?
但是还有一个可能性。
But another possibility.
那就是耶稣在五饼二鱼分五饼二鱼的时候，也是用同样的动作。
So when Jesus is pass out the five loaves of bread and two fish, probably he used the same move.
所以他用同样的动作在那里掰开饼，注谢了。这么一个动作的时候，他们这个两个信徒突然间想到，哎呦，这是主。
So when he get bread and then give thanks and broke the bread, and that move will remind them, okay, it might be Jesus.
所以他们一想到这是主的时候，正想可能赶紧就拉住耶稣，再跟他说几句，主没了。
Yeah, at that time, immediately Jesus vanished.
那你会说，哎呀，这主也真是，这不刚这么到高潮的时候，突然间他不在了。
Yeah, and you might say, so why is it this most important moment why Jesus disappeared?
我想啊，那耶稣还有很多事情要去兼顾，很多的门徒哈，所以呢，他这个挺忙的，这边已经可以了，他就离开了。
My guess is Jesus have so many things to do.To help other believers.
但是这件事给他们两个有很大的震撼。
So that's this event has a huge impact on
the
life of the two brothers.
他们就彼此说，在路上他和我们说话的时候，我们的心不是火热的吗？
So they're talking about, were not our hearts burning?While he was talking to us, the good scriptures.
他们说就是现在啊，虽然主不在了，但是我们那个心呢，就是 burning heart， 那个火都在烧那个我们的心。
So, yeah, when they talking about scripture, they feel their hearts are burning inside themselves when they're listening to Jesus talking about scripture.
这个火在心里烧，不是吃饭的时候才烧，不是刚刚才烧，是从路上的时候就开始烧了。
So that happened not during the dinner time, but that's before when Jesus was talking about the scriptures.
因为他们的心里有火在烧，所以他们都认识主。
Because they have a burning heart inside, so they recognize it was Jesus.
其实主在路上的时候，完全可以站在他们前面不让他们走，立刻让他们认出来，可以不可以？应该是可以的。
So, in reality.Jesus might want to probably just stand in front of them, say, don't let them go, and let them recognize, okay, it is me.
Yeah, 但是主没有这样做。
But Jesus didn't do that.
主在他们旁边，虽然他们没去看他，但是旁边伴随着他们的失望一起走。
Yeah, Jesus was walking along with them and feeling the same thing.
Yeah, 那个一起走是伴随着他们的失望。
So when he's walking with them, so they can feel, he can feel that the disciples disappear.
Yeah, 但是他们在跟他们谈论的时候，耶稣要等他们的心开始有火燃烧的时候，才让他们认出来。
So when Jesus is feeling that their hearts start warm up and burning, then that's probably the time.For them to recognize him.
当他们认出来以后，他们就连夜起来回到耶路撒冷。
Once they recognized it was Jesus, they just went at once back to Jerusalem.
要告诉别人这个大喜的信息，就是主复活了。
Tell people the great news that Jesus was alive.
所以我们从这里可以看到一件事，火。可以温暖人的心。
So in this, we found that fire can warm people's hearts.
火能融化最硬的金属。
Fire can melt the very hard metals.
火能够让两样东西交融在一起。
Fire can fuse two things together.
其实有的时候我们听神的话也能让我们的心火热起来。
In fact, we can, the Bible or scripture can also warm our hearts.
今天我们在这里听到这些八位的弟兄姐妹在这里做见证。
Today we're here listening the testimonies of these eight brothers and sisters.
Yeah, 他们刚才受洗成为基督徒。
They just been baptized and became a Christian.
我刚才听那些年轻的弟兄姐妹的在做见证的时候呢，心里有很大的感触。
Yeah, I feel so impacted by the testimonies of these young brothers and sisters.
因为他们说他们怎么样遇见主。
They talked about how they encountered Jesus.
哎呀，我就想起我小的时候，其实跟他们差不多。
That remind me when I was young, probably I just like them.
可能呢还不如他们呢。
So probably not as good as them.
那我在这儿也做一点点见证，好不好？
I'll give a small testimony.
哎，其实我告诉你，我小时候也是生在基督徒家庭里。
I was also born in a Christian family.
你们还能来教堂，我小的时候还去不了教堂，因为没教堂。
Well, you can come to church when you were young, but when I was young, I couldn't go to church.
因为那个时候没有教堂，我们就只是个几个基督徒的家庭在一起查经。
Because there was no church at that time.Just a family get together and then studying the Bibles.
那个时候没有牧师，所以那个父母们就轮流，他们就带查经。
At that time, there's no pastors either, just like a family members and parents, just leading the Bible studies.
他们查经的时候呢，讲的是什么呢？现在我都忘记了。
What they talk about when we study the Bible, and now I totally forgot.
所以呢，那个时候我就记得，他们就天天不停地翻圣经。
Or just remember they just flipping the Bibles every day.
那一会儿翻那边，一会儿翻这边。
Flip here and flip there.
那我们这几个孩子呢，在下边就比谁翻得快。
So we're children sitting side and just like compete with each other who can flip a Bible fast.
Yeah, 所以这个差不多就是我童年就是这样。
That's my childhood.
那个。我童年呢还没有你们那么多经历呢。我告诉你，我的经历一帆风顺。
So I didn't have the same quiet experience as you, and I just feel like my childhood is kind of so smooth, you know, smooth going.
完了进了学校又出学校，完了又进学校又出学校。
Yeah, just a school after school and after school.
Yeah, 所以这就是我的生活。
That was my childhood life.
那我们这几个家庭还有一个特点，每年年底的时候，在圣诞节的时候，我们还要每个人做一个见证。
So every Christmas and all the cell group or family groups and all the members will give a testimony at Christmas.
哇，每年那个做见证的时候，我特别难过。
I feel so embarrassed or something like that. At the testimony time.
因为是什么呢？我想了半天，这一年我都没什么见证。
I was thinking I have no testimony to talk about.
哇，像他们的见证，哇 ，very dramatic， 那么好，我没有。
They have very good testimonies.
Yeah, 所以我自己想了半天，还问我父母，你说我做什么见证好呢
？After I've thought a while, I always ask my parents.What did I say in my testimony?
那个我父母说这是你的见证又不是我的你自己想。
My parents would say, that's your testimony, not my testimony.
所以我自己想了半天就想不出来。
So, yeah, I cannot think about anything, yeah.
因为我都不知道我还要信靠主信什么靠什么。
I didn't realize how we're going to rely on Jesus, what thing I need to rely on Jesus?
所以每一年的见证差不多都差不多一样。
So every year, every testimony So it's about the same.
啊，那就是什么呢？啊，嗯，期末考试的时候，那一考试之前我就赶紧祷告一下。
Just like during the final exam, so okay, that's the time to pray.
啊，那一祷告完了以后呢，哎，考完了，一看得100分。
After you pray, that okay. After the score came out, is oh, 100%.
Yeah, 所以你说的挺高兴的。到底是这个是做见证呢，还是告诉别人我得了100分呢？
You really don't know whether you are giving a testimony. I just tell people I got 100%.
这就是我少年时候的信仰生活。
This is my belief life. You know.
哎，你不能说我不信呐。
You can say I'm not a believer.
哎，我坚定的相信。
I'm always confident. I'm a believer.
有机会给你们做见证，我的相信是非常独特的，很多人你们不可能有的。
So, when this is a chance, I'll probably give a testimony. My testimony is unique.
Yeah, 但是信完了以后，这信仰的生活就非常的简单。
After you became a believer, the believer life will become easy.
哎，直到我后来长大了。
Until I grown up.
后来我出国留学。
After that, and I came here to study.
Yeah, 出国留学，一个人面对生活。
Now at that time, I just live by myself.
那个时候很年轻，那个时候没有社会经验。
So at that time, I don't have experience, and also,
最重要的，远离父母
，and far away from parents.
那个时候还有一个很严重的问题，就是没钱。
Yeah, that's another thing is no money at that time.
把钱都花光了。
So you spent all the money.
啊，我想在座的很多人都懂得，那个时代，我们那个时代也不可能回家说，哎，寄点钱来。
So yeah, usually probably just call home and say, okay, send some money.
啊，那个时候我要自己挣钱去找工作挣钱，哎呀，这是一件不容易的事。
So it's very hard at that time. I have to go out, find a job, and then earn some money.
我记得那天早上。
I remember one morning.
我口袋里只剩五块钱。
I just got $5 left.
哎呀，我挣五块钱的时候，我走在大街上，我告诉你，祷告已经不会祷告了。
At that time, so you pray, but you don't know how to pray now. At that time,
我就记得那天我就祷告，就说主啊，说完了，下边不知道说什么好。
At that time, I just remember I pray, Lord, I have nothing to say.
真的，人到那个时候真的不知道该说什么好。
It's true, so you didn't know what to say at that time.
这个见证就到此为止，以后有机会再告诉你们。
Okay, yeah, let's stop here and. Next, continue next time.
Yeah. 但是神让我祷告完了以后，立刻看见他的荣耀。
But God let me see His glory after I prayed.
来，祷告完了，立刻找到工作。
After I prayed, I got a job.
你有了工作，立刻有收入。
And once I got a job, and I have income.
有了收入，心就安定下来。
So once I got income, and my heart is kind of calmed down.
后来我在教会做见证。
Later on, I gave a testimony in the church.
我说，以前我风闻有你，听说过你。
I know I heard of you before.
你不能说我不信。
You can't say I was not a believer.
但是那一天。我亲眼见到了。
But on that special day, that very day, I saw Jesus.
我们的信仰是一个信心经历的信仰。
Our belief is based on faith.
要 experience.
Yeah.
Experience our faith.
Yeah.Our experience, we have to experience by faith. Yeah.
Yeah. 所以我们的信心如果只停留在纸上，那个信心某种程度上不够完全。
If our belief is just based on paper, then it's not complete.
我们的信心 必须要在我们的生活和生命中去经历。
So we have to experience in our life.
有的时候，神为什么给我们失望？
Sometimes God will give you a disappointment or discouragement.
有的时候，失望之中，我们才能遇见主，才能看到希望。
So sometimes during disappointment, at that time, you will meet Jesus.
肉眼没有看见复活主的人们。
So for those who haven't seen Jesus with their naked eyes,
通过信心遇见主的人，复活的，知道复活主的人，有福了。
It's a blessing that is through faith and through your experience.You're experiencing God.
有一个年轻的传道人。
There's one young preacher.
他突然间刚做了传道人没做几天呢，突然间被人请去主持一个安息礼拜。
He's a very young, just started his career. His service.
就是 funeral.
Funeral.、Mm-hmm.
Yeah, funeral service. 所以他呢。那第一次准备啊，就是不知道怎么做啊。
Yeah, he was preparing for a sermon for a funeral service.
Yeah, 所以那怎么办呢？他就赶紧去找这个四福音书哈，看看福音书里边耶稣在丧礼上讲了什么话。
Yeah, he wondered what to say, so he went through four gospels to find what Jesus said in a funeral.
哎，如果耶稣在丧礼上讲什么话，他照着讲不就正好吗？
So yeah, he can just follow what Jesus just said at a funeral.
所以他就查遍了所有的四个福音书。
He went through all four gospels.
查了半天，最后他发现非常的失望。
So he felt very disappointed after he went through all four gospels.
耶稣参加过很多个丧礼。
Jesus has attended so many funerals.
但是每一次他参加丧礼的时候。死在他的面前都不存在。
So every time he participated in a funeral, death does not exist.
因为他曾经说过，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
Because he said, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live.
复活的耶稣是每个人的希望。
So the resurrected Jesus is everybody's hope.
复活的耶稣是教会的希望。
The resurrected Jesus is the hope of the church.
因为他是教会的主。
Because he's the Lord of the church.
人们在教会之中能够寻找到人生的希望。
So people can find hope in their life at church.
复活的耶稣也是世人的希望。
The resurrected Jesus is also the hope of all the world.
他差派他的信徒走出教会，向世上人宣告他是复活的主。
He sent off his disciples to go out and to spread the good news.
所以在今天要告诉世上每一个人，人们需要这位复活的主。
So now we need to tell everybody in your life that we all need this resurrected Lord Jesus.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，今天是复活节，我们在你的面前特别感谢你，因你的复活，我们众人有希望，因你的复活，我们从死亡之中看到永生，因你的复活，我们知道世上所有的人都应该来到你的面前。主啊，求你让我们持守这信心。我们也特别为八位的弟兄姐妹献上祈求和仰望，他们虽然受洗，但是主，这是他们生命的开始，求你带领他们人生的脚步，带领他们今后的日子，不管他们年长还是年幼， 求你与他们同在，让他们一生之中跟随你。如果有一天他们失望的时候，求你伴随他们，带领他们，带领他们在人生的路上跟随你，也向他们显现，就像当年向这两个门徒显现一样，让他们真正的认识到你，让他们经历你的信实，经历你的爱。谢谢主，我们在这里祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。